All right, tell all the girls to calm down in here. Bradley Cooper's on the phone right now.
Oh, Bradley.
Just calm down, you guys.
Well, Bradley started me off on my emotional roller coaster last night that started with Inside the Actor's Studio and ended with After the Final Rose.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And there was a bag of barbecue pork rinds in between there in the middle somewhere.
Full bag? Way to go, Brad.
Did you watch that last night?
I watched you. I watched The Bachelor. I ate a bag of pork rinds. My tongue is raw. I just don't even know how I'm here today.
With the blonde girl, right?
Yes.
The better question is, did you watch it, Bradley?
I didn't. I was promoting Limitless, but a friend of mine afterwards, we were down and getting a drink, and she said he went with the blonde girl.
Okay. Mm.
So they always do, Brad. They always do.
I voted early, and I said, well, which one was that?
So that's the extent of your knowledge of The Bachelor, is that he went with the blonde girl?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good man answer right there.
You know, I also know that he was on it before, and he didn't pick anybody, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You know why you know so little about The Bachelor? Two reasons. One, you're a man.
What?
And two, you have a life. Which is why all of us watched this yesterday. We don't have either of those things.
We watch other people doing things.
Yeah, we do. And
in
talk
our defense,
to them.
We have to know pop culture to be able to talk to celebrities like Bradley.
Whatever. Weak excuse.
Well, Bradley, I will say, have you seen your Inside the Actor's Studio since it was, you know, all edited and put on the air last night?
No.
Man, that was emotional. I can only imagine what it was like filming it, but to watch it, I was in tears six times.
Tell people why who didn't see it.
You know, my pop just passed away, and he was there, and, you know, that was just, and he was sick then, and I was very aware of how lucky I was, and he was, for us to share that when so it was happening.
Yeah, so, it was just
pretty
amazing.
It was, and also, I went to school there,
yeah.
So to be back on stage in a place where I asked De Niro a question when he was on that stage. I mean, it's just surreal.
And now you're doing a movie with De Niro. Oh, my
God.
How crazy is that? So you went to Pace University.
That's right. Yeah, it was the Actor's Studio when I was there was at the New School, but now they moved it to Pace University.
The New School at the Tisch School of the Arts.
No, it was grad school. So it was the New School, not Tisch. I think, you know, maybe that's what it's called. I don't know. It was called the Actor's Studio MFA program at the New School when I was there. But now that school has its own program. That's
okay.
Not where I went. And so where I went is now moved to Pace University.
I'm glad you cleared that up. I was confused about that.
I was worried, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Bradley, now you've had a lifetime of being a theater student, especially, you know, you knew what questions were coming at the end. Favorite sound, favorite noise, favorite curse word. Could you help but prepare for that moment, or did you really try to go off the cuff?
I did try to go off the cuff. The only thing I knew I was going to say was one of those things, which was what turns you on, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can't, it was, the vulnerable expression, and I can't remember what I said.
That was so deep, I didn't even catch it. I was like, wow.
Well, let me let you hear. This is you from last night.
And what is your favorite word?
Energy.
What is your least favorite word?
Boring.
What sound or noise do you love?
The sound of someone I love breathing.
What sound or noise do you hate?
The sound of a woman screaming when you know something really awful happened.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Hey, you hungry?
All right, Bradley, I'm
going
to keep it real, Bradley, but Kelly said, wow, he had all day or weeks to think about that, and he came up with hungry.
Yeah, hungry? Tell us something to eat.
Tell us about that, about meeting the Lord.
I did think about.
Yeah?
That's the one I did think about, because I actually, I like that one, because it says a lot, actually, if you think about it.
It does. It's very profound. I get it.
Yeah.
It's like you're not taking death and being at the pearly gates seriously, Bradley.
No, it's like...
Well, no, I think quite the opposite.
I think the opposite, too, that you have this intimate relationship with this man that's there. And,
okay,
and so you can say, hey,
it.
You hungry? Just like a friend
let's
would.
Let's grab a burger.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you, Bradley.
That's another way to look at it.
Would you like to change any of your answers after hearing them back?
No. Oh, God, no. But it reminded me of how much I didn't prepare.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. When they did the movie retrospective in your TV, I watched you on Alias, loved you, of course. But I will have to say this about one of your movies they did not cover, was All About Steve. Now, listen, I did not think it was a bad movie. I thought it was really, really cute. And then all these negative things came out about it and the Razzie Awards.
Well, didn't it have Dane Cook in it? Isn't that a guarantee that it's going to suck?
It was Sandra Bullock.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I just didn't understand the hate that movie got.
Yeah, that just got railed, that movie.
It made no sense to me because I thought it was really a sweet romantic comedy. What were they expecting?
I think we got the worst romantic couple. But if you watch the movie, which you have, obviously, it's not a romantic comedy at all.
No.
It's a really quirky comedy, and we don't even play a couple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really cute. I don't get it.
And you were so convincing, and he's just not that into you, that I think a lot of people might have wondered if you're really that douchey and for real. You know?
What's crazy is that that actually I experienced that firsthand at a party I was at, and a woman came up and just started yelling at me and tearing me a new one in front of everybody, and I didn't understand what was happening. It was I was being punked or something, and then later I found out that she had just seen He's Just Not That Into You and got confused.
Wow.
No way.
But, you know, you also...
Hold on, Bradley. I know what it's like to be with Scarlett Johansson and have people hate on you after. I know what that's like.
Yeah, he knows all about that.
Because he's not buying it either, kid.
Yeah, nobody bought it.
The me and Scarlett thing?
Yeah.
No. It's all over the internet.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You're with Scarlett?
No,
well, I was.
Bradley.
It's over. It's over now.
He pretended to be.
Well, OK Magazine thinks so. People Magazine thinks so. Us Weekly thinks so.
Bradley's interested in the truth.
Oh.
We do want to talk about your movie. We know your time is very limited with us. So tell us about the movie you finally
got
to
make. No, it's limitless, actually.
Yeah,
well, your time is limited, though, to talk about Limitless.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great concept. I don't know if you've seen the trailers and stuff, but it's, you know, what would you do if you could take a pill that can open up 100% of your brain?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I would take it.
I would avoid it.
I don't think I would.
I think God didn't mean for us to use 100% of our brain, or he would have let us.
Really?
That's scary stuff,
But you don't think you should ask God if you're hungry, either.
Mm.
Okay. I should have a little bit of my brain on standby, just in case I need
it. Well, because Bradley's character did take this pill, he becomes this, like, investment genius, and that success, of course, comes with a price. What does Robert De Niro play in this film?
He plays an investment banker, Carl Van Loon, who is in the middle of trying to bridge this huge merger that will bring in a huge, a very lucrative fee for him. He catches wind that there's this guy yielding an insane percentage at a day trading firm. That's Eddie Moore. That's who I play. And so he solicits my help. And, you know, I'm 50 moves ahead of everybody, and it just that brings with it a lot of trouble.
Do you feel that way in Hollywood, that you're 50 moves in front of everybody? Because you are one of the more educated and smarter actors out there.
If I thought that, that would be the biggest sign that I'm 50 moves behind everybody.
Well, it must be frustrating, as much as you put into the study of the craft, and then some little, you know, hotshot comes up, I never took an acting lesson in my life, and they're a blockbuster movie star.
Not at all. Not at all. Some people don't need to go to school. I did. You know, everybody's different. You know, the one thing about this business is everybody pays their dues. There's no such thing as not paying your dues. It just may happen at different points along the road. You know, if you sort of skyrocket fast, you know, you're still going to pay your dues because, you know, no one stays on top forever. It just doesn't happen.
Right. It took you like 10 years to get it going, so that's... That's a lesson you know well. Bradley Cooper is starring in Limitless with Oscar winner Robert De Niro.
Very nice.
And then look for Hangover 2, filmed in Bangkok, to be coming out on Memorial Day weekend.
Man.
We'll be getting some Bradley Cooper fix this summer. Thanks a lot, dude. Appreciate the time.
Guys.
Thanks, man.
All right. Just guys.
Hey, guys.
I'm going to try that now from now on. Right. Guys.
Guys. Right.
That's all I'm leaving. It's Kid Craddock in the morning.